America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You may be wondering, why on earth would these two bleepholes have a Red Wings song after what we watched yesterday? Well, I'll help you. I mean, A, it's not because we care about that poverty league. They're just dumb enough to start their season when no one cares. But it's because I can't play for you Dan Dickerson's call. I can't play it. I can try, but I mean, I don't know what the hell was going on with the soundboard. Rico, you've heard it. I want to play Double D's call 100 times today. I can't play it.
Yeah. Because I was wondering, like, wait, why are we playing the Wings? But, okay. Yeah, you're right.
The best celebration I can give you.
I get it now. Yes.
I mean, it's fellas, here's what I can do. If you want to know, I am happy to play this, but I'm warning you, you're going to have to turn your speakers down, whether you're listening in earbuds, whether you're in your car. And it's not about Dan. It's that it's just overmodulated. Do you want to play it one time for the people?
Here we go.
Just understand, you cannot have your volume very high or your speakers are going to explode because Dan's headset exploded. So, I don't know what happened. It was a soundboard issue over modulation. Okay. So, again, I mean, it's good. I would love to, yeah, but it's over modulated.
We probably could play it a few more times. It's not that bad.
Right. Top of every hour. Fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That works. Now, I have a question for you, and it's in relation to what we watched yesterday. Are you ready, Rico?
I am ready. I'm always ready when I see the question on the sheet with nothing outside it, but trust me.
That's right. Now, it's an intimate question, and I'm going to land the plane rather quickly. But Rico, you strike me as someone, like, are you a bath guy? Like, do you like your little bubble baths listening to Sade? Are you quiet time with Rico, you light a few candles. Are you a bath guy?
No, I am not a bath guy.
Well, you better get started because we are bathing in luxury right now.
Okay.
Think about this as a city. And if I'm overstating it, cool, you can call me out. Rico, I don't think in my adult life it's ever been better than this moment. And what I mean by that is, no one cares about the Pistons or Red Wings. Nobody. The only time we care is if they're contending for a title, and you'll get the casuals, you'll get the car flags, but no one really cares. This is still a Tigers and Lions town, and football takes up 90% of the oxygen. The Lions are a Super Bowl contender, and the Tigers are the living embodiment of a magical journey in real time. And they are a real threat to make a real run in the playoffs. We are, in essence, bathing in luxury right now. Has it ever been better in your mind after 10 years of nothing but depression?
You know, we were actually having this conversation the other day, Mike, between me, David, and Kenny, trying to figure out, has this ever happened before? I think the closest, but it was when the Wings and the Pistons were at the top of their gang and they were alternating winning the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals. They were actually winning titles. There were parades in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, the early 2000s, yeah.
That but here's your may problem. Top it.
Both football and baseball were complete vomit.
Mm-hmm.
I think if your football and baseball team are bad, nothing else matters. This isn't Toronto. You know what I mean? This is, you know, the Wings are a plaything. They're the Pistons. Yeah, that's cute. No one cares. So I just, when you watched yesterday, and I want to get into the game, but I wanted to ask people that question. As you sit here right now, you've waited so long. The Tigers have put you through 10 years of absolute pain. The Lions have put you through the better part of 60. If we're being fair with the Tigers, you had a couple nice years from 06 to about 2013, but that was a lot of frustration, a lot of angst, a lot of disappointment. Let's be fair. There is no disappointment with the Tigers, no matter what happens point forward. Not for me, there's not. And with the Lions, they now take the role, Rico, of being the ones burdened with expectation. Like, this is as good as it gets right here. Because you get the innocence of the Tigers and then the expectation of your football team. It's like the perfect blend.
No, Mike, I get where you're coming from. And as we stated, we were trying to figure out, was it a time that all four teams made the playoffs in Detroit? We couldn't come up with a time that it happened before.
No.
It was three, but then I think the Tigers didn't make the playoffs. They had a winning record, but they didn't make the playoffs. I think it was 91. Other than that, I get what you're saying. I'm still going to go with 20 years ago because those teams, though you deem them somewhat irrelevant, they won the whole thing. They won the title. You got to see parades in downtown Detroit, and that's what Detroiters wanted. Yes. Now, if the Lions win the Super Bowl, man, it's going to be a party like never before, but they haven't done that yet. They're fun to watch. They're entertaining. You chant Jared Goff. The Lions, it's a free square. No matter, as you said, no matter what you do, hey, man, nobody expected this. Absolutely no one. It's fun. It's entertaining. And the fact that, you know what, it's in the fall. Yes, that's it. I would probably say it's the second best time that I've seen in my lifetime here in the city of Detroit is right here, right now.
I'd like to hear from the people on it. And we're gonna get into the game. We got a couple of things for you. I also want to know why a certain word has become taboo for many of you, that you take it as an insult or some demeaning, backhanded comment. It's not, but what you are watching is magic. You can run from it. You can get upset by it. That's on you. But when you're doing two-out rallies against the best closer in the game, when the guy gives up his first homer of the year to a lefty, to you, oh, and the first home run on a slider since 2022, it's magic. When you get made-to-order double plays, magic. When you have 11 strikeouts and no walks in a baseball game, magical. Dominance by Scooble. And I've got a couple of things for him. But, like, guys, it's okay to say what we're watching is magical. It is never to be duplicated. And we've got a lot to talk about with yesterday, a lot to look forward to tomorrow. I have a report from behind enemy lines. I have a report for people. Because while you're luxuriating on your magic carpet ride, I'm watching every pitch of Yankees Royals. And I have an encouraging report from the front. Rico, you should be getting a handwritten letter in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I've got something for the people. And we're gonna talk. We're gonna get into some football each hour. What?
I'm just what? Dear Rico.
Dear Rico.
It's exhilarating here at the front line. But we are persevering. Hope all is well with you.
Kindest regards to mother.
Right.
Now, I've got you covered. Because I know it's gonna be great. Don't worry, you're not gonna get anything sad. I have something that I think will stoke Tiger fans' flame a little bit more. And just like we didn't write the Tigers off after game one, I'm not building a statue after game two. I'm staying neutral. I'm trying to do the same thing with the Yankees. But I've got a report from the front in beautiful cursive. So we're going to get to that as well. But I want to know from you guys, your football team and your baseball team are awesome right now. I think this is, it doesn't get better than this right here. The blend of expectation and innocence, the absolute threat that both of them are. And I know right now Kenny is probably cursing my name, but Kenny, I'm sorry to report from the front. Nobody cares about hockey. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We're going to do football each hour. So if you're not all, you know, bricked up about the Tigers, that's okay. We'll give you a little football. 4 o'clock hour, we'll center in on college football. It is an episode of Rico's favorite game called But Can We Say This? And Rico has to answer it. We got a lot to do. I've got the one thing that jumped out at me the most about yesterday's game. We're going to do that next as well. Okay? Does that work for everybody?
It works.
All right. Good talk. Kenny, nobody cares about your sport.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.